Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Think you sit around and you kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things in the cage and the creek. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah, you're now tuned in to GEI Radio. This is Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything is good, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. A little earlier, it got a little crazy for me, but everything, you know, kind of worked itself out. Well, some of it worked itself out.
Okay.
Just some family issues,
okay.
Man. It's,
yeah.
In the blink of an eye, things can change. You feel me?
Yeah, I do feel you, man. Definitely prayers out to you. And anybody else, man, because a lot of us are definitely experiencing some challenges worldwide, indirectly, directly, man. So definitely prayers out and blessings to you, man, and everybody out there. So I understand completely, bro. I get it.
Facts. I appreciate that, man. I'm definitely excited and looking for and need this. You know what I mean? I need this conversation tonight. Again,
okay.
Like I said, man, I was feeling real down, and I'm a little, you know, I'm at ease with it. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a Freaky Friday. Every Friday, guys, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself, Gigi After Dark, and of course the CEO, G.E.I. Tone, definitely rocking out tonight. Listen, this is season two, Freaky Friday Show.
Definitely.
Season two. This is our second Freaky Friday of the year, and so we're excited about that. We appreciate everybody's support. Everybody's back on the saddle with us, and we're rocking out. So, you know, tonight is definitely going to be no less than extraordinary, man. We always have a good time on Friday. So you guys just got to understand that, you know, a lot of times your energy actually pushes us, you know, over the edge as far as, you know, kind of get us riled up and get things moving and shaking. So, you know, we always try to expect the unexpected, man, and we always have a good time. So, of course, we have a topic tonight. But what I will do before we even get started, Tone, just let them know, man, how they can get on, what they can text to their friends and family, and how they can participate in the show.
Definitely. To all the listeners, if you want other people to get on, you could tell them call 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Excuse me. That's the phone number to call in. Once you call in, if you'd like the conversation and you want to chime in, just press 1. Myself or Gigi will get you on. You can also tune in online. You just have to go to the Freaky Friday Instagram page or the GEI Radio Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter page and click the link, and you can listen to the show online live. And that's what it is, Gigi.
That's what it is. Now, before we get started, we just have to make it official because it is official. We do have a new president of the United States of America. It's official. So the Donald Trump era is complete. It's complete, man. I mean, I don't even really know how I feel about it, man. I'm just kind of ready to move on and move forward, you know, so people aren't blaming certain things as far as why they're not progressing or why they're not getting things done or why, you know, they feel like they're having so many challenges, man. And if it takes a new president and then the president is, you know, blue, right? Blue. If that is, you know, what you needed to be inspired and motivated, then cool. Let's get it, you know. But at the same time, you damn sure can't use that as an excuse of why you're not getting things done, man. I don't want to hear about the stimulus, okay? I don't want to hear about, you know, you're not getting the stimulus is why you ain't getting your businesses off the ground about, you know, certain things like that, man. Listen, we have to start digging in deep within our household, within our communities, man, and get things going. Like, we shouldn't just be starting this stuff, man. We shouldn't just be starting this stuff, man. I think a lot of us, we already have projects that since the pandemic and everything slowed our asses down. Now you have to pick up them damn projects up and be like, you know what? This is going to bring income. This is going to help build a legacy or empire for our household. I mean, there's no more excuses, man. We can't even put it on politics anymore. I'd be damned if I use politics as a stronghold for my success.
Yeah, I think that everybody had six to 8 months to plan. You get what I'm saying? To plan out what they wanted to do. If you wasn't already doing something. Because we all were sitting still. So, like you said, there's really no excuse now. I mean, I always tell people, like, I love politics because I was raised into it. But,
I see.
It don't matter, red, white, black, green, yellow. It don't matter who the president, who the vice president. I'm going to get out there and grind regardless. You get what I'm saying? Like, it really, I won with Donald Trump. I won with Barack, I'm going to win with Biden, you know what I mean, because that's what I got in my mind. I don't allow the government to dictate what, you know, how I move and what I can do. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I hope everybody think like that. Like, don't think just because now that, you know, it switched over to blue, everything is about to be perfect, money about to start flowing in and all that. It's still politics. And,
still,
you know,
politics,
they all
man.
A part of it. You know what I mean? And they all a part of it. So they do this every time. You know, they tell us what we want to hear, both sides. They tell us what we want to hear. We get riled up. You know, we go out, vote, and then we don't see these people for another 4 years. You know what I mean? So
definitely just, have to be aware. Definitely have to be aware, man, of what's going on.
Facts.
So, all that being said, like I said, this is season two, episode two. So we have an interesting topic that hopefully we can get a few questions off. I think this is going to be the one, man, that hopefully we can get past one or two of these questions. So let me ask you, man, what made you want to go this direction? And let everybody know what direction we're going tonight as far as what our topic is going to be and how those questions kind of came in to you to kind of give you an idea of where we're going to rock out.
Okay, so I usually tell people, like, hit the Freaky Friday page or the GI page or email us, but for some reason people still hit the personal page, which is cool too. You know, it's cool. I still get the topics and what people want to hear and what they want to talk about. So one of the things was preference. And I was I actually knew the person that, you know, sent in the question. So we kind of had a little dialogue about it. And they were asking, like, you know, can preference help or hurt a person looking, you know, in a relationship or looking for a relationship? Can you be too picky? Can you be too picky is basically what it is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, that's a pretty good, you know, topic to have on the show to get people perspective on, you know, their preferences, or, you know, like, do you ease up on some of them? Do you, or is it got to be this way, or I'm not dealing with it? So I'm like, that's cool. And then, we just got a couple other questions that people, outside of that topic, we got a couple other questions that people sent me that they wanted me to ask about. So it should be, like you said, it should be a dope show. Hopefully we can get a couple callers in to speak on it and,
some honest feedback. Y'all don't be calling up here fabricating, man. Stop it. You ain't got the lie to kick it, man. Nobody's gonna go back and research the situation and see what you really mean. But man, preference is always, let's just be honest, man, it's always controversial. So for the callers out there, for our followers and our fan base, we're talking about preference, and that can vary. It can mean, skin tone, right? It can mean height, build, ethnicity. So there's a lot of different ways we can go. But let's just be realistic about it. I think everybody has some type of parameters, right, through experience that they're like, okay, well, you know, I tried that. I'm good on that. Right. Or this is what seems to work out the most for me, or what I'm typically attracted to, that type of thing. So it's always interesting to hear when people decide to kind of go outside of their type or their preference, what they have to say about that. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And I know that the ladies are going to jump on this shit ASAP. I get it. We're going to indulge with you, ladies, so feel free to be as explicit and detailed as you feel like you need to be, because there's probably some other ladies that feel the same way. So this will actually help us to keep the flow of things when we're all on the same page, because if you say you don't have a preference, you're a damn lie. So let's not do that part, all right? So we're not going to do that. Right. But if you do have certain preference, or if you tried something outside your preference and why you won't go that direction anymore, then share that shit with us, too, because there's a lot of people that may be able to relate to that. And there may be some dudes that are like, OK, So that's why she ghosted my ass. I didn't know. She could have just told me. Because, man, these ladies' ghost game is, boy. These women's ghost games, man, are superb. Yeah.
So you want to start with the, I guess, the relationship, like that's like when you're looking for somebody like that, and then we can go to the bedroom.
Okay, yeah, we go to the bedroom. We can work our way there.
I'm gonna start, right?
Yeah.
So I love, like, I got a thing for like brown and dark women, right? That's what I like. But I still would have dated a lighter woman. You get what I'm saying? Like the dark and the dark skinned women are what I like, but I don't be like, if it ain't dark skin, I'm not dealing with it.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like some friends I have, man, they be like, if she don't got long hair, if this don't look like this, if this don't look like this. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I always said to myself, mm-hmm. like, are you passing up good women because of your preference?
Right. Yeah.
Because some things is just, you're just not going to get, I mean, well, I, maybe you can, but it's going to be hard to get every single thing you want somebody to look like or be like, or, you know, it's almost impossible. So are you passing up good situations because of your preference?
Yeah. That's definitely legit. I mean, ladies, I'll challenge you right now. Do you have a height requirement? You know what I mean? Like, that's the first thing that I have to ask a woman, because if a woman finds you attractive from, you know, your pictures or your videos or maybe on your social media stuff, and they've done this to me. You know, they was like, hey, how you doing, Gigi? I'm like, hey, what's good? Right? And I like your pictures. Do you mind if I ask how tall you are? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how tall am I? I mean, so the thing is, it's like, so if I'm not a certain height, does that mean the conversation ends? Like that, you know what I mean? Because I can say, well, you know, I'm 5'6", and I've done that before, right? Just to see what a chick would say, right? Oh, damn, you know, I thought you was taller. I prefer my man, blah blah blah. So that helps me read them out. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've done that before, man. I've done it before, and then, you know, some ladies are like, nah, you can't be that short. You know what I'm saying? I've seen you in a video or blah blah blah. I'll be like, yeah, I'm bullshitting, whatever. I'm, you know, whatever. So if we can, like, laugh about it or whatever, that's cool. But if you just straight up shot me down because of what you think I am, or I didn't meet your expectations without you meeting me, then hell yeah, man. Kit rocks, man.
I'm about to put my wife on blast. And she's listening to
good.
So. Okay. I mess with her all the time, right? So when we standing like up to each other, I bend down and be like, babe, if I was this short, would you talk to me? And she'd be flat out like, no. If you was my height or shorter, I wouldn't talk to you. And I'm like, but you know I'm a good guy. Like, you would have been passed up on me because I'm your height. That's messed up.
That's tough.
That's messed up.
Amen.
So women do that.
Yeah, women definitely, a lot of women are definitely out there wanting a certain height requirement, which is interesting. So, ladies, I mean, you can go ahead and chime in. I'd like to know, you know, ladies, if you do have a certain height requirement, if you prefer a certain build, if you prefer a certain complexion. So you said that you're pretty versatile. Right, but brown skin is just what won you over.
Yeah, brown or dark, like chocolate or brown. That's what I'm gonna go for first. But I'm not gonna turn, you know, if a light woman away if I find her attractive. I'm not gonna turn her away because I like dark skin women.
Right. I mean, you're still gonna see what she about.
Yeah, definitely.
So where do you think that comes from, though? Is that something that you saw your people? Do you have like family members? Like, what do you think really got you leaning towards one? Or was it just, you know, when you met your wife, hey, she just happened to be?
I don't know where it came from. I don't know. I can't even really say, like, it was this moment or it was this person or this. It's just a preference. I guess it's just a like, I guess. I can't really say where it came from. Me, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Me choosing that, but I don't know.
Okay. Now, what about outside of your race, though? Is that cool? Outside of your ethnicity?
Like white?
Yeah, white, Asian, Latino.
I would go Latino. I probably wouldn't date a white or and then this is no disrespect to any white women. I think all women are beautiful, but Latino is probably the furthest I'll go down.
My brown sisters.
yeah, I think that's the furthest I'll I would go down. And like I said, it's no disrespect to, I think, you know.
No disrespect.
You know, beautiful white women and some beautiful Asian women, but that's just, that's not my thing. That's not my cup of tea right there.
Yeah, I would have to say that when it comes to other ethnicities, man, I know what a beautiful white woman looks like, a beautiful Asian, Latino, Hispanic woman. You know, I mean, come on. You know what I mean? There's some beautiful ones out there that, hold their own. And, you know, they not so deep into culture to where, okay, like the Asian women are geishas. You know what I'm saying? With the white painted faces and it ain't got to be that serious. But I think that there's a lot of attractive women outside of my ethnicity. I haven't particularly, like stuck around in that arena, and I mean that's just how it's been, So and that's just how it's been. But I would say my preference, man, I don't have a preference with complexion, man. I mean, she can be brown skin, she can be dark, she can be red. You know the reds don't like being called red. Well, the reds don't like being called yellow, I think, right? I think for me, man, it kind of goes to my family. Like, I have two sisters, of course, moms and everybody on the opposite sides of my parents. Everybody it's a rainbow, man. Like, my mom is dark, right? My mom is a beautiful chocolate tone. And then I have a sister. I have a light-skinned sister, a fair-skinned sister. And then I have a brown-skinned sister that's kind of close to my complexion. Then my brother's dark. And my dad's medium. So I think, really, man, that kind of gave me some diversity when it comes to, my taste. Just because that's what I've been around, and I know that, that everybody is beautiful in their own perspective. And so, yeah, man, but I think my last few years, man, of being last few years of being single, man, I've been pretty diverse, man. Like the women that I've dated were all very different, man. Like, some were tall, some were very short, some was red, some was slim, some was super thick, some was like medium, some athletic. So it's been a pretty interesting variety, man. But what it allowed me to do is look beyond all that shit and see who they are to the core. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a damn what you look like, but if your shit is rotten on the inside, this ain't gonna be too much of nothing left. So I've learned to look beyond a lot of that stuff in my recent years, man. And I'm kind of thankful for that, man. It's kind of put me in a better space of what I consider, of what I entertain or what, I invest my time in. So it's been an interesting journey, man, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think a lot of men have like height issues with women, right? You think so?
Well, I mean, that's what I hear. I mean, you know, I hear, my homies that are tall cats, you know what I'm saying, tall, like 6'5", 6'4", tall, like that. For some reason, they like really short women, right? Like, they like five-footers, you know what I'm saying, 5'2", 5'1". And they ask is 6'4", 6'5", but the taller women, the, you know, 5'10", 5'11", 6'1", 6'2", they seem more open to dating any height, you know, as long as a motherfucker got some respect about himself. So I will say that that's interesting between tall women and tall guys. Tall women, from what I've seen indirectly, they're more open, because the short women, from what I understand, they want a tall motherfucker too. You know what I mean? They want tall. You know, they want to feel protected, or at least, you know, I mean, some will say, so let's be real, some will say, well, as long as he's taller than me, right? That, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what they kind of throw out there. As long as he's taller than me. But if she's 5'3 and he's 5'4, she know damn well she don't mean that.
And that's what I was going to ask. If the ladies can, somebody chime in, I want to ask this. Do women not feel protected when the guy is her height or shorter? Is it a thing like if he's tall, you feel like he can protect you better than somebody that's short? You know? What's the deal with the height with men? I would like to hear my wife click one and chime in on that, because she I'm calling her out this week.
Yeah, man. We calling you out this week. Mrs.
I
want to
know what's the difference.
Yeah, Tom. Because
I feel like no matter what the height is, if somebody is into you, like, they're going to make sure you're straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether he's 5'2", 5'3", 5'4", I feel like he's going to, you know, make sure he's going to protect you. He a man still, you know what I'm saying? He's a short man. He's still a man.
He's still
though,
a man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he's still a man. And let's be very clear. I mean, even though there's some short guys out there, I think they said the average height, man, is still only 5'8". The average height for a man is still 5'8", 5'8", 5'8½", right? So that's still average height. So we're talking about the percentages of guys that are, you know, whatever, over 6 feet, over 6'2", that type of thing. So regardless of what they're saying, these shorter guys are still getting women. So let's not be oblivious to the facts, right? You know what I'm saying? The couples are still linking up, whether the dude is 5'4", 5'2", 5'3", whatever, 5 feet. They still linking up with women, and all those women aren't desperate chicks that could only pull him. Let's be very clear about that, man. So that's why I don't like really playing those particular percentages, because people don't really know, man. If they're thinking about anybody, they're only thinking about their friends or people that they know at church or work or something like that. What percentage is that in the entire world, Tom? The people that they know, the 500 people that they know. What is that percentage in 365 million folks? That's in the U.S., right? So that's why I don't like playing those games, man, like that. But I do like to know what the preference is. And let me go ahead and get on the ladies before they get on here, too. Now, I understand your preference may be a taller guy. Maybe muscular or slim build. I don't know. Athletic or whatnot. Now, that may be your preference, but is that what you've been dating, though? Let me try this again, man. I understand what your preference is. I get it. You want them a beard, tattoos, right? Maybe 6'3", 6'4", maybe taller, slim build, whatever, ride motorcycles and shit like that. I don't know. That's your preference, right? That's what you got on your wallpaper. That's what you tell your girl. That's what you be, you know, saving images and sending them to your girls and shit. Look at this girl. Look at this nigga right here. Right? But is that what you're actually dating? Like, is that Marcus's, is that what Marcus look like? Because you and Marcus be dating. You know what I'm saying? You and Thomas be dating. Does Thomas look like that? Does Marcus look like that? Does motherfucking Richie look like that?
That's
know
a
what I mean?
Answer.
So I like to know what your preference versus actual dating situation is. And so I think that'd be fair, man. Because, you know, people going to say, they're going to say whatever they want, man. But is that what they really rocking with? And maybe they are, maybe they're not. You know,
yeah.
But like I mentioned earlier, everybody at some point have either considered or went all the way through with dating somebody outside of their preference because, and you know, the meme was going crazy a couple of years ago when they were talking about dudes with beards. Remember they were talking about if he got a beard, he a thought. If he got a beard and muscles, then he a super thought. And then if you got beard, muscles, and tattoo, you remember that meme was going stupid, right? Right? So that whole meme, that whole movement was going stupid. So that means some women were getting tired of running into what they considered the same type of guy. So they done stepped out of their comfort zone at least one time. And so that's what I want to hear about, man. So, you know, ladies, man, you know how they go, man. They don't want to reveal some of their stuff, but we don't know. We're not going to fact check you. We're not going to fact check them, man. Reassure them.
I think with the ladies, though, I think that the ladies do have a certain type. Each lady has a certain type that she wants. But I think that when they do talk to a guy that's kind of different from what they usually talk to, I think the conversation win the guy over. You get what I'm saying? I think the actual conversation win the guy over, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the only thing that's going to get a woman to, you know, pick somebody that she's not usually accustomed to picking. It was a conversation, and she was like, you know what, he probably is cool. Let me, you know, go on a couple more dates with him or something and to see how this work out. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Right.
Oh, we got a caller. Let's see if I'm right. 8554 GI Radio, you on?
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey,
you
what up? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome. So to answer your question, have I dated somebody outside of my preference? Yes. Will I do it again? Yeah. No.
Okay. Now, can you share with us what your preference is and what this guy wasn't, or what this guy was?
Okay. So my preference is at least got to be over about 5'10". And to Tone's point, yes, because I don't need to. I want to feel protected. And no matter what you may say, for me, it's remembering that, I'm a daddy's girl. So person that protected me the most was my dad. And
okay.
So somebody that's closer to the height and build of my dad at that time when I was a little girl would be what, for me, is what my preference is or what I see as a protector. So that's there. I did try dating and being in a full-fledged relationship with somebody who was much shorter than that.
Okay.
Right. And it ended up becoming a battle of wills to where because I ran into somebody who had the whole Napoleon complex thing going on. Where he was.
Okay.
And that just didn't work for me. So my preference is over 5'10", a muscular build. Doesn't have to be, you know, cock diesel, but definitely a muscular build.
Hey, Tone, she threw it back, man. Cock diesel, man. When's the last time you heard that? That was a good one.
Cock diesel.
Cock diesel, yeah. You, hey, you know that swole right there, man. Cock diesel, man. You got a, two adjectives. So caller, how tall is your dad?
My dad is 6'1".
Okay. All right. Now, see, that makes sense, Tone. That makes – if you look at it that way, from a woman's perspective, especially a daddy's girl, you know, to kind of look for the certain – maybe some physical traits or some characteristics as well. I get that. Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so the Napoleon complex, though, that, you know, we hear that a lot. So that's kind of unfortunate, and I think – the Napoleon complex is that's just personal insecurities because it's almost like they make up certain things, right? And then they displace that on their partner, thinking that that's what they're thinking, and they're not even thinking that because, dude, she's with you. You know what I'm saying?
But let me ask her this, Gigi.
Go ahead.
And I hope you can be honest with this. Did you? Dating taller men and then dating shorter men, was there any difference in how you treated them? Because, like, I've seen some women date guys that's, like, their height or shorter, and the conversation is totally different from a guy that's taller.
Wow.
Like, I feel like women feel like, I don't want to say feel like they can get a little more aggressive with someone that's shorter. The same height?
Well, I would say I responded differently to their to him. Certain things that a guy that is taller than me, I'm 5'4", so it doesn't take a whole lot to be taller than me at all.
All right.
But for in that scenario, you know, that when you're 5'6" and you're trying to tell me you better do, boy, bye. You can't do that. You can't do
get
that.
Get the thumb wrestling in this moment.
Yeah, we come on now. So to answer your
that's
question,
tough.
Yeah, I probably did treat them a little different because because it's like, wait a minute, I might just be able to take you. You know, but, you know, it's like, wait a minute, hold up now. Like, come on now. You playing. But somebody who's, you know, 6 feet, you know, 250, I'm going to be like, wait, that math may not be too good. So let's have a different conversation. So I can't be jumping up in the face of the 6 feet, 240, but I can.
Yeah.
You know, to have a different conversation and have a different way. But when you have somebody with a Napoleon complex, they generally are not, they're ready to fight off the bat. Like, it's
anybody.
Anybody.
Okay.
And so
now,
you're not, yeah.
So before we let you go, I got to ask, and I think I'll ask each caller that calls in, what is the shortest guy that you dated, and what is the tallest / biggest guy that you dated?
The shortest guy that I've dated was 5'5".
Okay. He was under the 5'6" guy.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
And hence it was a disaster. Oh, that was bad. That was just all the way bad. And then the tallest guy has been 5'5" was 5'5", maybe 180 pounds. The tallest biggest guy was 6'4", about 340.
Mhm. That's it, Tom. That sound about
and
right.
That was a disaster too. So.
Now, I will say this, and Carla, we appreciate you. I will say this, just because
definitely.
I know what I know. Just because guys are big does not mean that they don't have insecurities. Let's be very clear. These
say
six,
that.
6'6", 7 feet, 380 pounds, 400 pounds. That doesn't mean that they're not insecure either. Now, like insecure is insecure. That's an individual thing, and that's something that unfortunately is you know, people. That's just how they feel, and they feel that other people are basically putting or projecting certain things on them, man. But it is something.
Yeah, that is exactly what I mean. That was it. The 6'4" guy was very insecure,
right.
And it was a disaster. So you know, it's not just about the height and the weight and the, you know, insecurity is bad all the way around, whether it be male or female. It's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
So which one would you pick? If you had to go 5'6" or 6'4" again, which one are you choosing in the restaurant?
Excuse me? Who would I choose between the two of that?
Yeah.
I'd eat by myself.
Oh, damn. Now, Tony, you're not saying those particular individuals. You're just saying
I'm not saying those
guys.
Two. I was saying because she experienced a short guy and she had experience with a tall guy. So if a short guy was attractive and if the 6'4" guy was attractive, which one would you go eat with in the restaurant?
I would eat by myself. Neither would be attractive to me.
Wow. Okay. So
My preference at this point is between 5'10 and 6'2". Anything outside of that is not going to really work for me at this point.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. You spark things. I think it's about to go. It's about to go crazy from here. So we appreciate you jumping on.
Definitely.
No problem. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right. That was honest.
Yeah, that is honest, man. That is honest. And you know, like I said, I always like to find out what range, right? Because on my platforms, you know, I'll ask the ladies, you know, if you have a type or if you have a preference or, you know, 300 pounds. So I think I put something out there and I was like, is 250 too heavy for you? And the chicks were like, well, nah, not if he's 6'6". You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I had put fellas is 200 too heavy, they'd be pissed at me, right? Well, 200, that don't mean I'm fat. I could be thick. You know, it's a whole battle, man. It's a whole standard like we were talking about last year. I mean, everybody wears it differently. You know what I'm saying? And then just because a person is short doesn't mean he has a Napoleon complex, and just because he's tall doesn't mean that, you know, he's super arrogant or you know, just act like he can't speak to folks. So you still have to get past all of that to get down to who you're dealing with, man, because the superficial, that's not going to get you nowhere. If that's all that you're looking at, it's not going to get you nowhere fast.
Because she pretty much said it. Like, she dated someone shorter than her, she dated someone taller, and neither one of them worked out. So it's a situation where you just got to, you know, keep talking. You know, she said 5'10", 6'1", she got to try that out, see how that worked for her. You know what I mean? Maybe that don't work, and she, you know, changed the height requirement.
Right, making the adjustments, man. I think one of the coolest things is when you're not really stuck on a specific preference. That way your range and your options are a lot more general to meet people. Because let's think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a person may meet your physical requirements or meet your certain attributes, that don't mean you guys are a fit. You know what I mean? That don't guarantee that you guys are a good look for each other. But what it does is it does put you in a certain window of people that you'll entertain, and that's just to meet. So why box in the people just to meet? And that's kind of one thing that I think the ladies that have that used to have it the worst was the BBWs, man. I think and not anymore. Now, the BBWs is a whole movement. You better not say a damn thing about
but
a BBW
I don't,
woman.
I don't Get think. I don't back. Think. I don't think. Bigger women ever had it bad. Like it's a like guys love big women. Like the guys love BBWs. Like guys love that. Like now, like a lot of back in the day, people wouldn't brag on it. You get what I'm saying? Like they do now.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think they. I think smart, intelligent, beautiful women have the hardest time finding a date. I think they have
really?
The hardest time. Yes, because a lot of guys be intimidated. And that, I don't care what size you are. I'm just saying if you're beautiful, smart,
mm-hmm.
got your stuff together, I think you are having the hardest time finding a man.
And,
you know
and
what I mean?
So what about being approachable, though? Can you add that or no?
See, and that's the misconception. Like, people think because women are beautiful or whatever, you can't approach them. You got to go talk. You got to go and try it out. You can't assume. Because I got homeboys that do that. Like, I was just – it's funny you just said that. I was telling my wife, like, my homeboy hit me and was like, it's this girl that he really trying to get at, but he think that she won't talk to him. I'm like, did you even try? He's like, no. I'm like, well, how do you know she won't talk to you if you didn't even try it? So I'm like,
oh, wow.
She's probably extremely attractive, and she probably got a lot
wow.
going on, and he putting all this stuff in his head, like, oh, she going to turn me down. She, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's overthinking.
He's putting
situation.
Those fears on himself. He putting those fears on himself. So I think, like I say, beautiful, smart, intelligent women that got their business together have the hardest time finding a date. And it's simply because guys just won't talk to them.
So my theory is I think that every woman gets at least 10 to 20 approaches in a day. Now, this could be via internet. This could be in person at the gas station. You at lunch. You with your friends, you at work, you driving home in traffic. I think each woman gets about 10 to 20 approaches a day. And this is any woman. But what
yeah.
I do believe is I think that a lot of women are so accustomed to the wrong approaches that it's like, okay, I don't know if this dude is any different than the last dude who said, damn, you got some big-ass titties. Like, they don't know. Because the dude in the suit versus the dude in cargos and Tim's, like, she don't know the difference between these guys. All she knows is she's trying to mind her business and pump her gas or get her groceries or get her ass home or get to work or get to work or whatever. So I just think that there is a surplus of bad approaches from guys to where a lot of women are just fed up, like, man, look, I don't know if this dude gonna come at me sideways if I just speak back to this motherfucker.
Yeah,
I think that's tough, man. I can't even blame him.
I think women get a lot of hollers. I don't think women get a lot of people approaching them, like just 10 guys coming up to them and approaching them. I think it's more so like shorty or hey or. You know what I'm saying? That's what be irritating them. I think that those type of calls and stuff like that be like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? I think I don't think it's 20 guys walking up to them and talking to them. I doubt that.
No.
That's not because they're not attractive. That's because, like I said, these guys already put this stuff. I used to do that. You know what I'm saying? I used to do that. So I know a lot of guys do it. You know what I mean? You
used to holler?
See a beautiful. No, I'm saying you see a beautiful girl and you start putting all these thoughts in your head, like she's not going to talk to you or she's stuck up or I don't, you know, whatever the case may be, why we do it, I don't know. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know why guys
right.
do that, but guys definitely do that, bro. They definitely do it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's no doubt about that, man.
So you get those A shorties, A, you know what I mean? Screaming or the horn beeping or the wrong things passing. So that's why they be like, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? But I think the guys that actually come up to them, even if they're not attracted to them or they're not going to talk to them, I still think they kind of hear them out a little bit and be like, nah, I'm okay. I think women respect that a little bit more than you screaming at them from across the gas station or in the store. You know what I mean? Somebody to actually come up to them and talk.
Yeah, I've never seen that work. I mean, you know, they used to say that that was an up north thing. Yo, Ma, what's good? And that was supposed to work. But I've never really seen that work as far as strangers. Like, if that's your girl from high school, whatever, somebody that you knew, hey, what up, Tina? You know, what's good? You know what I mean? That's different than, hey, Ma, what's happening? You know what I mean? Like, I don't
never
know worked. Yeah, never. I've never seen that work. And
if
you know,
it did, it's a woman you don't want.
Hey, man, listen, if she ready like that, she hot ready, man.
Yeah, if that,
fresh out
if
the
that
oven,
works,
man.
That's somebody you don't want.
Yeah, that'll scare me. If she's like, hey, what's good with you? I'd be like, well, shit, I didn't know that was going to work, man. My bad. I ran out of gas, man. I ran out of ammo off of that. So, yeah, it's tough on the ladies, man. I'll definitely vouch, and it's tough on these ladies out here. Just having guys have a respectable approach, man. So that's too bad, man. But I think we're getting better. I think we're getting better. I think guys are learning that, hey, have some small talk, some small conversation. I think one of the biggest issues really is if she's not feeling you and she's just being cordial and she's just like, hey, okay, and just kind of speaking and she's not really giving you nothing, just leave it at that, man. Like, if she's telling you, you know, I think the dudes are like, well, you know, are you married? Okay, you got a boyfriend? Okay, you seeing somebody? Okay, you dating? Like, hold up. You know what I mean? Like, you should know. You should be able to go off the vibe if you should even go any further. Like, sometimes some conversations may just be, hey, nice to meet you. Hey, nice conversation. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe she'll be like, well, look, let's keep in touch. Like, damn, why does everything have to be forced all the time, man?
And if she's not asking anything back, let it go. If you're asking her all the questions, she's not interested, dog. Like, let it go. Like, she has to say something back. You know what I mean? Like, so where you live? You know what I mean? Like, oh, so what you do for a living? Or whatever. If she start engaging like that, then you got somewhat of a chance. You know what I mean? Like, that don't mean she's going to give you the number or date you, but at least she's asking questions back, so that's the start of it. Now, just don't mess it up. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Let it flow, man. Let it flow. Hey, as a matter
of fact, we got another caller.
We got a call. All right, before we bring the caller on, let me put this out there because I saw this on T.I.'s IG yesterday. So there was a lady, I believe, that was in a market, in a store, that was approached by some guys that wanted to pay for her stuff. And the dude was like, hey, you know, let me pay. Let me take care of your stuff. You're beautiful. You should not be paying for it. And she was like, nah, no, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm good. And so she's on her way out of the store, and the guys are harassing her like, oh, so you too good for us to buy shit for you and look out for you? And she wound up getting attacked outside of that store, man. One of the guys bit her. They kicked her. They bust one of her eyes shut. And it was either in New York or Chicago, man. But it was a really sad story, man. Dudes was just doing way too much, man.
And you said they beat her up because she wouldn't let them pay for it?
They beat her up because she wouldn't let them buy her groceries.
Wow.
And they said that she thinks that she's better than them. And they kicked her. They stomped her. They bit her. And she even told these dudes, hey, I'm just trying to get home to my daughter. And these dudes basically mauled her, man. I saw it on T.I.'s IG page, Trouble Man 31, man. Sad situation, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful because some of these dudes ain't got no type of home training or have been raised right. They only know violence. So, and they can't take a no. You know, they feel
right.
They get embarrassed or whatever. So, you know, I didn't, like I said, I ran the club, so I didn't see all type of stuff happen in the club. I didn't see, you know, I didn't see girls be as nice as they can be, like, no, I have a man, I'm okay, everything good, and guys just go completely off and throw drinks on them, and I'm like, wow, like, oh, she don't like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want her to do? She just move to the next girl, like, find somebody else,
man.
But some guys can't take it.
Sad.
Some guys can take it.
Sad.
Let's get this call on. 2748 GI Radio, you on?
Hey, y'all, it's Candy. How y'all doing?
What's
Candy.
Up, Candy?
What's
hey,
going
hey.
On?
I was just chiming in on y'all's topic tonight. Like, I definitely have a preference, but my preference doesn't really, like, I don't know. I don't ever attract my preference.
What?
it's crazy. Well, I will say it's different now. Of course, your preference kind of changes as you get older. Because before
I used to
like, you know, the thuggish type with the tattoos and, you know, I used to love all of that. And I easily attracted that at the time. I think it was because, you know, I had a lot of piercings, I have tattoos, and, you know, they were visible at the time. And, you know, that wasn't a problem. But I like older men. Like, I like older teddy bears with beards. That's kind of my thing.
Okay.
But, like I said, they're not really attracted to me, per se. So,
Now, how do you know that
difficult.
For sure? Now, how do you know that? I mean,
did
you approach a guy and he was just like, hey, you know what? You're cool. It's not my style. Or are you just saying that they don't necessarily come after you like you prefer?
Yeah, they don't know.
Versus the other guys.
I'm not that chick. No, I'm not the chick. I'm not that one to, like, shoot my shot. Or I'm not very aggressive when it comes to, like, I'm very flirty.
Okay.
But, you know, that's not my thing. But they're not as – I don't want to use the word aggressive, but, you know, they're not as persistent as, like, the small dudes. For some reason, smaller guys and short guys, they be all on me, but that's not really where I'm at. Like, I curve that real quick. If you're my height or shorter, or if you're small, like, it's a height requirement for this ride, and like
so there's a height requirement. Okay.
It is definitely.
So, what is the height requirement, and what is the shortest or smallest dude, and then what is the tallest or biggest dude that you've been involved in?
Well, and I know you hate this answer. You said it earlier, but he just has to be taller than me. Like, I don't want to look you eye to eye. I just want you to be taller. So the shortest guy I've ever dated is actually the guy I'm with now. And he's 5'7". And
cool.
So, yeah. And like I said, I don't do skinny. I've never dated a skinny guy because that's never been what I've been attracted to. So usually they're teddy bears. The tallest guy I dated, he was 6'11", and I think he was like 285. He was an athlete, and he was like 285 pounds. And, you know, of course, it was a difference in body frame, so he wasn't as thick as I liked. But he had a really dope personality, and, you know,
cool.
He really won me over, so. You know, I made an exception in that case, but, you know, like I said, I like him kind of thick.
So your man's right now, he's a slim to a medium build right now?
No. He's real big.
Oh, Mr. 5'7 is a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy. I like him big. Because, I mean,
I
like comfort.
Cool.
Like, I'm laying on you.
Cool.
You know, I like that.
Okay. Okay, good, good. 5'7" teddy bear. That's good. That's why, hey, and I think that's what Tone was mentioning. Like, sometimes there may be some things that's not your actual preference, but other things can kind of, you know, make up for that. Like, well, not make up for it, but have higher priority.
Right, because he's like, he's the complete opposite of like anyone I've ever dated.
Okay.
Outside of like
good.
The physical features. But, you know, like I said, it works. And, you know, and like you were saying, guys, when they're rejected, they get crazy. Like, I almost shot a man.
Oh,
man.
Like, that's terrible.
Because it really got that bad because he was booking at me like I was a grown man. And
man.
It's just like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's sad to hear, man. It's tough on you ladies, and I'm always aggravating to hear that. You know, I've never witnessed a woman get harassed, but I think that I would, you know, I would definitely do something. I mean, I might just be like, hey, man, that's my lady, dude. What do you do? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
But I would make it, I would do something to where, you know, they see that somebody's looking after her, man. But that's pretty sad.
And
they don't have to be bad neighborhoods, man. It can be anywhere.
No, I was in a very good neighborhood. And the sad thing is it was a lot of men around, and they literally just sit around and watched. And it was crazy. So, you know.
Yeah, I used to – some of the girls that was in the club or whatever, when I used to run the club, I used to have, like if I seen them, you know, them turn somebody down and they get a little aggressive, I already knew, like, okay, they're going to be drinking the rest of the night. They may not have let it go. So I let her know, like, listen, when you're ready to leave, let me know. I have one of the security guards, you know, walk you and your homegirls to your car. Because some of them guys, man, they start to look at them women like men, and they really be upset, and it's crazy.
Yes.
It's like, dog, go. Just let it go.
And, like, the weird part is it's so opposite. Like, they be throwing compliments at you. Oh, you're so beautiful. But the minute you turn them down, it's just like, bitch, you ugly anyway. And I'm like, hey.
Yeah, that's
wait a minute.
That's,
you were just all on me. So it's
that's
crazy.
Sad, man. That's sad. Good sport. Good sport, Candy. We appreciate you jumping on here.
Definitely.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. And congratulations on your new teddy bear. Enjoy.
You know, he's old school. You know, we've been off and on for a while, so we just
okay. He got
came
the gray,
back
he got
together.
The gray beard. He got the gray beard game.
Yep. It's,
okay.
Well, it's
okay.
Salt and pepper, which I love.
That works.
You know,
that works.
That booty brush is just amazing. So
oh,
I love
Lord.
A beard.
Yeah.
It is.
Yo,
right.
Don't get this, man.
I'm
booty brush, man.
It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Candy, too much. Too much. Appreciate you.
No worries. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Hey, man. Hey, she pulled it off at the end with that one, didn't she?
Always. She always got something up her sleeve.
She did. She always got something up her sleeve. So that's good, though. That's good that she got her, you know, she got that old thing back, you know what I'm saying? So that's cool. It's tough on the ladies, man. I think we've actually had that conversation about how challenging it is for ladies, man, and just how they have to go through that monotony every day, man, from guys. So it's like guys have to do something extraordinary just so it can be a new standard for women, right? Because if there's so many dudes just hollering, then damn, when a dude just says, "Excuse me, miss," like that's rare. And that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sad. I mean, I guess also that's almost the equivalent of just sending a dick pic through the messenger or through the DM. You know, I think it's the equivalent. If you're going to be rude, you're just going to be rude all the way.
But I think that comes with different level of women. So if for the last 5 years I've been saying, "What's up, bitch? What's up? Come here, hoe." And I've been, and they've been coming and they've been talking to me and I've been doing what I want to do with them, I'm not going to know the difference when it's a real woman. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm just thinking I could talk to all women like that. And I think that's what be hurting the guy's feelings when they realize, like, oh, this ain't the one. Like, she ain't playing that. You know what I mean? And they getting their feelings because it's like, you can't talk to me like that because all these other girls. It's just like a guy with money. Like, okay, all women don't – women. A lot of women got their own money, so you ain't impressing them with showing money or having a good car.
Mm-hmm.
But when a woman when a lady don't respond like he want to, you know what I mean, he get upset because he's so used to girls being like, oh, he got a Benz or he got a Cadillac truck or he got this. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just the quality of women. It's just the quality of women that you know, these guys be dealing with.
I give you that. I mean, I didn't factor in the ratchets. I guess you got to factor in ratchets too, right? Because they make up a percentage of women that guys run into. Because like you mentioned earlier, there are women that respond to that. So we can't deny that. And they'll go back and forth with them, right? It's like straight banter. So that does happen too. So, man, that's... that's unfortunate, but that's some truth. That's some truth that it does work for some.
And there's a flip side to that too. I mean, it's not as often, but some women can't take no. You know what I mean? Some women can't take no
man. Either. You really want to do this right now?
Listen, I'm just being real. Like I'm not going to sit up here and lie. Like, I haven't had a whole bunch of experiences like that, but I've had one or two where I was like, no, I'm good. And they kind of went off on me the same way. Like, and I'm like, wow, like, I don't know what to say.
Listen, the ladies can be savages whenever they, when ego's involved, man. I mean, they say, hey, are you a punk? Is you gay? Is you... you down low, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they can be savages. They can be savages, man. You don't like women. You don't like aggressive women. Or women is into strong, independent women. I'm like, well, damn, I just ain't attracted to you. I got to be attracted to you. Shit. You going to make me
like
want you, huh?
Right. I just don't like you.
Matter of fact, you can introduce me to your friend over there if you don't mind. All right? That's what I'm at. But yeah, that's tough, man. That's a tough one. You start talking about the ladies and rejection. So who do you think is who do you think rejection the hardest? Men or women? Who takes it hardest?
I think women, because men is used to it. I mean, we all done got 100 no's. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. We'll run through the numbers.
Yeah, it's like, no, and okay, we go to the next one. You know what I'm saying? But women, if a woman put herself out there to come and talk to you and you turn her down, I think she's going to take that. Now, she might not respond all the time like, you know, like how we respond, but I can imagine that can really, really be a hurtful thing to a woman when she get the guts to, you know, approach you and you be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
and that could be a bad thing.
That could be a bad thing, you know, especially when a woman's like, hey, I don't typically reach out or I don't typically approach men. If they say that and then still get a rejection, that can be traumatic. That could be traumatic for that sister, man. And, you know, I mean, that can now after that, now she's like, well, shit. I ain't trying to approach no other man for the rest of my life. She may be 25 years old. So now, you know, the next 65 years of her life, she don't want to approach a guy because of that one situation.
Let me ask you this, Gigi. I don't mean to put you on blast, but how do you respectfully turn down a woman, right? How do you respectfully turn down a woman? Do you do it with a compliment?
I am creative, man. I got to be honest with you because, you know, having a platform, you know, you don't want to be rude, right? That's kind of one of the things. You never want to be rude. You never want to do anything distasteful. So, yeah, I can definitely, you know, be creative. If she starts going a certain direction, then I kind of know what to say. She start asking me personals, hey, you know, are you married or, you know, are you dating somebody seriously or, you know, to somebody, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, I'll let them know, hey, you know what, I'm focused on my brands. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm about my business and I'm married to that right now. You know what I mean? And most of the time, you know, something to that effect, then they kind of understand, okay, well, this dude is focused, right? And he's about his business because, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, I don't necessarily need to meet somebody like online if I wanted to date or be, you know, or go on dates. I don't have to do that, you know, and then have a platform. I mean, you know, you got people, followers, you got people that supported you for years. And, you know, I mean, I know that people, that there's some women out there that's attracted to me or attracted to me because, you know, I have a platform and a voice and stuff like that. So I really just kind of put things in perspective of where my priorities are, man. And, you know, so I wouldn't put myself out there like that anyway. And I wouldn't want them to put themselves out there like that. So I try to keep it kind of kosher like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
I don't want to embarrass nobody, man. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to embarrass anyone. But at the same time, I mean, you know, and it could be somebody who has been really, really supportive, you know, for years, or someone that has really been a strong follower. Yeah, so, you know, and it's just how people just try, man. They'll just try.
Yeah, I honestly be feeling bad because it's like, dang, like you, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you don't want to be mean, but it's like, dang, you, it, listen, it take a lot of guts to talk to somebody. It do.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It take a lot of guts to talk to somebody. And, you know, when you build that up and somebody be like, nah, good, you know, it's just like, oh. You know, what do you say?
no. Hey, now, don't get it twisted. There's some beautiful women that approach me, you know what I'm saying, that I like, that got a lot of good stuff going on. At the same time, I mean, I don't know you. You don't know me. And, you know, people just have these different conceptions about what you are, what you're trying to do. And I wouldn't want anybody to think that I would try to lead them on, especially like an online or through a platform situation, because we don't want to have
those
type of issues. And then your name ain't no good.
Yeah,
your name ain't no good
way,
in the streets, man.
The best way I've learned to deal with that is don't say anything.
Lee Marie.
I don't say anything. Yeah, I don't say anything because I don't want nothing to get messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, some people, you know, are fans. They follow the magazines. They maybe follow this radio
mm-hmm.
show. They maybe follow,
right.
You know, whatever we got going on. And they might be like, let me just try my hand. Maybe you're like a,
yeah, yeah.
I just don't respond to it. Like, I don't say anything now. Like, nothing. I don't say nothing. So it's just like I'm not even – I don't see it.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the best way to do it, because if I respond and I don't say it right, you know, when people are reading stuff, it can be read
mm-hmm.
wrong, then it can turn into,
mm-hmm.
oh, you think because you, or this because, you know, then you'd be like, no, it ain't like that. Now you in an argument with somebody about, you know, that it's just different.
You're exchanging so all this unnecessary energy now with this individual. Yeah.
And I think that's the best way for women too. You know, like I always said, like nobody has to know that somebody's hitting you in your DM. Like, why do you have to tell somebody that?
Right.
You know, unless you are proud, you know, you happy that somebody's in your DM, because.
Right.
Like real woman, I mean, I'm going to say a real woman, but like most women just not even going to pay no attention and keep moving and open up the ones that they like, you know what I mean, or respond to
right.
the ones that they want. They're not gonna be like, oh, this guy right here is in my inbox. Oh, this guy right here is in my inbox. Like, I never understood that from men or women. Like, why do you do that? You know, if you open it, read it. If you respond, you respond. If you don't, you don't. Keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah. I second that emotion, man. Just leave the messages alone. Leave the messages alone, man.
Yes.
So yeah. I had an incident, man. I had an incident. This was years and years ago, since we're talking about DM, right? This was early in my platform when I was just kind of on Facebook and not really knowing how to navigate. You know, just had some posts here and there. No big deal, man. But this lady, this is when I first discovered that people will randomly call you through Messenger. Right, so there was this lady. Yeah, man, this probably was about 3 years ago, man. And so I didn't even know where the phone was ringing at, right? Because I'm like, what? This isn't a regular ring, man. What the hell's going on? So I looked at the screen, and it's a mess, you know, and somebody's trying to call in, right? So I didn't know any better. I answer. There's this girl on there. She's like, hey, Gigi, and how are you? And I'm like, hey, What's up? Did you mean to call me? Because, you know, I don't know you. She's like, I just saw you, and I had to see your face. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, what about it? I swear this is not a joke. She said, you look just like my ex who used to abuse me.
Oh,
did you hear what I just said, man? And she hung up the phone. She disconnected and blocked me because, of course, you know, after she disconnected, I'm going back and I'm looking. I'm trying to go through a profile. Like, who the hell was this woman? Is this a game? Who sent her? What the hell is going on? She had blocked me. And that was like, once that happened, I did not accept another call through Messenger. I mean, I already tried not to. People are going to do it anyway, but, man, that was the worst social media experience in my life, man. This lady looked at me through Messenger and said, hey, you remind me of my ex that used to abuse me. And I'm like, wow. Like first of all, you know I'm not him because you just said, hey, Gigi. So whoever his name was, it wasn't that. So you know it wasn't. So, but she just wanted to get a good look at me, and I guess I look like Buddy, man. I thought that was terrible.
That was
pretty traumatic for me, man.
Yeah, that's.
Ladies, y'all gotta chill. y'all gotta chill. Don't put that on that. Don't put that on that man that has nothing to do with it, man.
Yeah. And then you said she just looked at you and hung up. She didn't even give you a chance to respond or nothing.
She looked at me, man. Nah, she did, man. She just looked at me like she sized me up. Because when I tell you, man, she set me up. She's like, hey, Gigi. I'm talking about nice as can be, right? Nice as can be. And she's like, hey, Gigi, you know, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And she said, I just wanted to look at you. And I was like, okay, you see me. And that's what she said, man, and then hung up and blocked me. I thought that was the craziest shit in the world, man. That was crazy.
Wow.
So, you know, October is Domestic Violence Awareness, man. So, you know, I mean, y'all know I support that. But, man, yeah, that was bad. That was really bad. So, ladies, we know it's hard. Social media is something else, man.
Definitely hard out here for these ladies, but you know, you just gotta. Maybe I had a good. I actually, since we were gonna wrap it up, one of my homeboys had me on his show. Day before yesterday, and we was talking about a little bit of that. You know what I mean? Just the structure, the family structure, the household, and how a single parent can, you know, not having both parents can drive a kid this way or drive a kid that way.
Yeah.
And when you just said that, it made me think about, you know, think about that. Like a lot of, a lot of women that's, you know, don't have, you know, male figures in their life when they're young, so they grow up and be looking for it, and they get into, you know, messed up situations. And, you know, some of them women be thinking that that's love, you know, they don't,
yeah,
I ain't gonna say know no better, but, you know, they just think that that's love, like, oh, he hit me because he loved me, or it's never right, you know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
never, ever, ever right. But
yeah.
It,
yeah.
It was a dope conversation. It was definitely was a dope conversation to have about that. That just made me think about what you just said when you said a lady said she looked like you. So just think of the trauma that she probably had when she followed you and seen your face,
yeah,
and was like, is that him? That's probably why she had to call you to make sure, like, is this, did he change his name?
Right, and I don't know how long she's been following me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't pay attention enough to her if she was somebody that responded, that commented on the post and stuff like that. You know, I didn't pay that much attention to her. But, you know, when I did, it's a beautiful girl, right? So, you know, I was just like, hey, you know, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she damn sure flipped the switch on my ass, man. She flipped the switch on me. But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, those family dynamics, I think where we are right now, man, when we start talking about family dynamics, man, is not only in the household, but our tribe and our community. You know, people now are more like, hey, you know what, I'm just minding my business. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what goes on over that way or this way. I'm just minding my business, man, and that's kind of where things have progressed, because certain communities don't do that, right? There's still communities,
yeah,
that have neighborhood watch. There's communities that still have an officer in the subdivision, and you know what I'm saying, a couple officers and maybe some detectives or some law enforcement. You know what I'm saying? Like, people look at their communities different now. Like, you know, back in the day, you know, Auntie Thomas, if somebody is, some car been circling the neighborhood, she gonna call somebody and be like, hey, there's a brown Cutlass that's been circling the block. You know, just letting y'all know.
Yeah.
Like, things like that don't happen no more, man. People are just like, hey, that ain't none of my business. You know, somebody got the shit slapped out of them. Hey, I'm turning my head, and I think, man, that's kind of where a lot of different communities vary from. So if you're wondering why certain communities thrive and other communities have more challenges, I think it's kind of the mindset of the folks, man. And I understand everybody economically got different situations and things like that, but when you talk about from the core values of taking care of each other and looking out for each other, you don't have to know every single person in your neighborhood, but I'll be damned if I don't know nobody in my neighborhood. You know what I mean? I'll be damned. So you know, so for me, man, my whole mindset is a little bit different when it comes to, you know, community and things like that, because I can't afford to just let things happen around me and not have a clue of what,
yeah,
goes on. And I think that we've had to wake up these last 4 years to realize that we have a bigger voice and impact than we think we do. Right? We just have to exercise those things. You know what I mean? Politics isn't black and white.
I just think that somewhere a generation got lost. And that's what changed everything. Like you said, you know, when we were young, you had those aunties and grandmothers and stuff like that that would make sure, uncles, and even your, you know, your hustlers, your guys on the block, were even though they was, you,
yeah,
know, doing what they were doing, they would still make sure that the community was straight, like it wasn't nothing crazy going on. I just think that we lost a generation somewhere, and it just turned. You know what I mean? Now these kids is pretty much running the neighborhoods. So whatever they say goes, and nobody want to talk to them. Everybody's scared. You get what I'm saying? People just like, I ain't dealing with them. I ain't dealing with them. I ain't getting involved in that. I think it was
right.
Candy or one of the callers, like she said, like the guy was about to, you know, beat her up, and there was guys sitting right there. They was ready to watch.
Looking.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
looking.
Like you say, everybody
yeah.
is just in their own, like, I ain't getting in it. I ain't dealing with it. Because of that
yeah.
generation that we lost. We lost a generation. You know what I mean? It ain't no more grandmothers like that. It ain't no more aunties and stuff. Like, these kids is 21 with
well, the grandma's
kids.
Doing the grandma's now doing the busted challenge right now. I mean, they on TikTok.
Let me just say this. I'm going to keep it real. It's just Freaky Friday. That is my favorite. Like, I don't be with none of those dumb challenges and all that crazy stuff they be doing. But that one right there, I think that is like the dopest challenge ever. I do. I really do, man. I think that's the dopest challenge that they ever made. And
hey,
no matter what your age is, I think you should do it. I think all the women should do it. I do. I do. I think all the women should
man.
Do it.
And they probably are, just everybody ain't putting their business out there like that. All right? Everybody not putting their business.
It's
like
different.
That.
You know, you don't have to bend down and do all the crazy stuff. I just like how they change over. You know, they be just regular, and then they like, look,
mm-hmm.
this is how I look when I step out. I just like that look of it. So
you
a
like
guy can be like, okay, yeah, the switch up. You know what I mean? I like both of them. I like how they look regular, and then when we step out, this is how she looks. You know what I mean? I like both sides of it. So I think it's dope.
Well, you know,
there's always
a group. There's always going to be that group, man. It's going to take you to the next level.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's I guess that the younger women are kind of, you know, taking it to that stripper level, but you know, whatever. I like it all. So
hey, I'm not here to judge, man. I know that.
Yeah,
I know that.
Not.
I ain't here to judge. Do your thing. Well, there it is, bro. We made it through, man. We made it through. We appreciate the callers. And it's still interesting, though, when we still talk about preferences, because I don't think people want to be labeled for being that picky. Now, some people say that they're being picky. Like, they like to use, I'm just really picky. And you can say that all you want, but sometimes I think it's an excuse for you to just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Because if you start looking beyond the surface in individuals, you can't tell me out of all these folks that there's no legitimate candidates to date. Like, I can't, I'm tired of hearing, well, these men ain't trying to be in a relationship, but well, they want to be damn friends first, right? They don't know you to be in a relationship in the first 2 weeks, right? So while you looking for a relationship, a dude is looking for a friendship, because you can get in and out of relationships with no problem. But if you build a solid friendship, then you're going to have a lot more honesty, transparency, and build
yep.
into a relationship. And you can actually be honest if that is even a good look or not. But you're not going to have that trying to jump into a relationship, because you're still trying to be something that you probably not.
That's
you great. Can't even be transparent.
Most men and women that be fronting like they want to be in a relationship really don't. It just sound good. Because, again, like you said, you can find what you're looking for. I mean, maybe not every single thing. But if you step
no.
outside of your box, you can find what you're looking
right.
for. You know what I'm saying? And you can build on that. It's just that people really don't want to be in a relationship. They really don't. They really don't. I tell my homegirls all the time, like, y'all don't really want no good man. Y'all don't want that. Because if y'all wanted it, you would go get it. The same way you go get them trash guys, you'll go get a good man. You love the trash guys. That's why you keep attracting all the trash guys.
Because they're disposable. That makes a lot of sense. They're disposable. You can get another one. the next day or the same day. Just, I get it. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
There's no work
love
involved.
The idea. People love the idea. Like, that's it. They don't really want to be. And again, that's men and women. They don't really want to be in
a
relationship.
That's across the board.
Across the board.
That's
across the board. Come on. It's like you say, it's 360, 370 million people. You know what I mean? You could find what you're looking for. Even if you want to be picky, you can find what you're looking for if you just step outside
of your area.
You know what I mean? You can find what you're looking for. Go to different places. If you keep going to the same place, you're going to pick up the same people. You know what I mean? Like, change it up a little bit. But, you know, that's another conversation.
That's fair, man. That is another conversation, man. Oh, man. So, what's up, man? How can folks stay connected, man, with the whole Freaky Friday show movement, man, GI Radio? Man, again, shout out. What the magazine is it Thick Nation?
Yeah, Thick Nation.
Thick Nation. Oh, my God. Thick Nation. Oh, man. Okay, anyway. Hey, man, let them know how to stay connected, man.
Okay, so before I say that, I just want some of the callers. I don't know y'all ages. I don't know who's who, but I'm just putting this out there. I want to do a 40 and over magazine for men and women. I want to do one for the women and one for the men. If you're interested in, you know, shooting for that, you can email me at GEIthemag@gmail.com. And we got photographers all over, so no matter what part of the world you're in, I'm pretty sure we can make that happen. That's if you're interested. As far as the show, you can follow us on Instagram, Freaky Friday Show _. You can follow GEI Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, GEI Tone. Again, we're here every Friday, 9 p.m. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Yeah, they can find me next to you, man. I'm the man next to the man. Yeah, guys, you can definitely lock in and stay connected on the IG situation. We're going to definitely keep pumping up that movement and get some things going on that platform. IG is a necessity, man. It's a necessity. So you can find me GG After Dark. You can also find me DGAfterDark.com, and that'll let you know everything I have going on there. And if you happen to slide on Facebook, you can find me at Malloy Rob, MallOyRob. And that's it, man.
Listen, Gigi, some people felt like we left them hanging Monday.
Oh.
Even though we didn't say that we were going to do it, but some people felt like we left them hanging. So I said I'm going to talk to Gigi and see which Monday that we could get back on and maybe discuss one topic. We didn't even get to all the topics on here that we wanted to get to, some of the things that we wanted to talk about. So,
right.
You know, maybe we could do maybe one or two Monday. I don't know. We could chop it up.
Yeah, we could chop it up. I'll say right now I'm game for it. So, you know. As long as you guys keep hitting that follow button, keep sharing the content, then we're definitely going to keep putting in that work.
Definitely, definitely. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Make sure you stay healthy. Continue to exercise. Stay hydrated and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Vitamins,
so,
right.
Yeah, vitamins every day. Make sure you're getting everything you need. And we see y'all next – well, we might see y'all Monday or we might see y'all – well, we're going to see y'all next Friday. So that's it, man. Peace out.
All right. Peace.
All right.